U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Specially Adapted Housing, SAH Program Builder Informational Series. Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, Ingress and Egress. VA Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, for SAH construction projects. As an approved SAH builder, it is imperative that you are familiar with VA Minimum Property Requirements, MPRs, for the Specially Adapted Housing, SAH Grant Program. MPRs focus on the following two areas, points of ingress and egress. Primary bathroom. This presentation will focus on points of ingress and egress. Ingress and egress requirements. An SAH housing unit must have a minimum of two ingress and egress points that satisfy the MPRs. The location and types of ingress and egress points are determined by the topography, floor plan, and veteran preference. At a minimum, the two ingress and egress points must provide approximate means of emergency egress from the primary bedroom sleeping area and be located at different locations within the house. Variance in minimum requirements may occur based on the needs of the veteran. Ingress and egress type. There are several types of ingresses and egresses that satisfy MPRs, and they may be used interchangeably. These include no-step entry, vertical platform lift, VPL, elevator, ramp or walkway, emergency egress. When working on ingress and egress, it is preferable that the emergency egress be located directly off the primary bedroom sleeping area. If this is not possible, the emergency egress must be proximate to the primary bedroom sleeping area and free of potential fire hazards and not pass through or originate in an area prone to potential fire hazards such as the kitchen, garage, utility room, or any room containing a heat source. Doorways. All interior and exterior doorways that are part of ingress and egress routes must have a minimum width of 36 inches and have a beveled threshold with a maximum height of 1/2 inch. No-step entry. A no-step entry may be sufficient when topography and grading eliminate the need for a ramp, lift, or elevator, for example, a housing unit built on slab. The no-step entry must meet the doorway and entrance requirements. For entries in which the difference between the exterior grade elevation and the interior finished floor elevation is less than 4 inches, a transition is acceptable and a 5-foot by 5-foot platform accompanied by a ramp is unnecessary. The transition must be immobile, be constructed of a durable material other than wood, provide unimpeded ingress-egress, and complement the veteran's condition and choice of wheelchair. Vertical platform lift, VPL. A VPL is a mechanical device capable of providing a vertical means of ingress and egress in locations where ramps are not feasible due to topography or space constraints. The weight capacity and lift height vary by model and manufacturer. However, a VPL must meet the following requirements: have a platform with a minimum usable width of 36 inches by 48 inches, and be connected to a continuous power source such as a generator or battery backup. Elevators. Elevators, either internal or external, are also capable of providing a vertical means of ingress-egress. An elevator must have the following: a car with minimum interior dimensions of 48 inches by 48 inches, a 36-inch wide entry door opening, a connection to a continuous power source such as a generator or battery backup, and be equipped with a landline telephone to communicate with emergency personnel in case of entrapment caused by a power outage or mechanical failure. The veteran should notify local emergency personnel, if applicable, of his/her dependence on an elevator as a means of ingress-egress. This is an added safety measure in the event of complete power mechanical failure and loss of telephone connectivity. Ramps and walkways, construction. Ramps and walkways should be constructed of concrete, masonry, wood, metal, or composite materials, and must be permanently installed, have a minimum width of 42 inches, existing, or 48 inches, new, and be constructed in a manner that prevents slipping in wet or icy conditions, for example, broom finish for concrete surfaces, 1/4 inch spacing between deck boards, metal grating, or built-in heating coils. For ramps or walkways that are more than 4 inches above grade and that cannot be constructed in a way to eliminate accidental falling, A low curb or guardrail on both sides with a minimum height of 5 inches is required. Ramps and walkways, handrail and platform. Ramps and walkways must also have a handrail that meets the following criteria, installed at a height convenient to the veteran, minimum diameter of 1 1/2 inches, clearance from mounting surface of 1 1/2 inches to 2 inches, smooth continuous surface, and installed on both sides of the ramp with a minimum of 42 inches of clearance between handrails. A platform that meets the following criteria, located at any wheelchair entrance, provided at every 30 feet or less of continuous ramp, located at turns in the ramp greater than 45 degrees, minimum size of 5 feet by 5 feet unhindered by handrails or gutters, constructed of non-slip materials, and have a reasonably level surface. Ramps and walkways, slope requirements. Ramps and walkways must have a slope of 8% or less, that is, for every 1 inch of rise there is 12.5 inches of run or more. If the slope of the ramp walkway is less than 5%, a handrail is not required. However, the ramp walkway must have a low curb guardrail on both sides with a minimum height of 5 inches if the ramp walkway is more than 4 inches above grade. Important: it is acceptable to use an existing modular ramp provided by Prosthetics and Sensory Aids as one of the approved ingress and egress points, as long as the condition of the ramp is deemed safe by the SAH agent. However, new modular ramps must be permanently installed and meet the MPRs. Key points: providing safe and sufficient egress and ingress for veterans in their homes is paramount. At a minimum, the 2 ingress and egress points must be provided. These may include no step entry, vertical platform lift, VPL, elevator ramp or walkway. How to learn more? To learn more about additional MPRs or to find out more about the SAH program and the builder's specific requirements for participating in this meaningful program, check out the other titles in our Builder Informational Series.